in at home issued an order where no one had the opportunity to weigh into it at all. Barbara, what's happening? Give us your closing words, what you want people to do and what you expect.
I want people to do two things. One, well, three things. One is do everything that Chief just said, especially educate yourself about the true history of the massacre. Second, I want people to write to the government, the city, to the mayor of Tulsa, write to the governor of Oklahoma and say that you're sick of this injustice because they are in great denial mode. They don't want to do a thing to recompense people, and you should be on top of that. And the third thing is I want, Daryl, for you to give people, again, the information about how they can watch this 1:30 p.m. Central Time hearing of the Oklahoma Supreme Court, and people watch. You know, take this into your heart. Just like last week, we were in court with the Arbery family, and we were dealing with that, you know, those murderers having the nerve to sit up there in court trying to get vindicated, trying to get their murder convictions overturned, knowing that they killed Ahmaud for no other reason than his race. So it is so important, everyone, that we stand up in this moment. That's what Dr. King, if he had lived, if he had not been assassinated, shot by an assassin's bullet, he would want us to do in this moment. So thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Chief. Thanks to all the guests in our show. Thanks to all the listeners. And can't wait. I'm on my way to the courthouse where I have to be to bear witness in this moment. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you. I really appreciate you both.
Thank you, Chief.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Chief Amashan, please keep it up. Please keep it up. Barbara Arnwine, be in that courtroom. Be certain that justice is served. And let me tell y'all, for folks that cannot, if you're in Oklahoma City, please get over to that Oklahoma City, to the Supreme Court in Oklahoma. And if you can't get in the courtroom, be on the street. Be someplace near that courthouse, letting folks know that you remember. You remember Tulsa, and you're not forgetting, and you're not forgiving. You know, we want to see justice brought for Greenwood. If you can't get inside and you want to watch the proceedings, you can go to Justice for Greenwood. justiceforgreenwood.org/watch party. That's justiceforgreenwood.org/watch party. Thank you, Chief Amashan. Thank you for Barbara Arnwine for both being here and being in service there in Oklahoma City. But folks, we continue on with Igniting Change, and we go from one courtroom to another courtroom. We leave Oklahoma, we make the turn, and we end up in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're so excited to welcome back to the show, Diane Arbery. Diane, are you with us?
Yes.
How you doing, Diane?
All right. How are you doing today?
Good, good, good. Diane Arbery, everyone, is the matriarch of the Arbery family. Her nephew, Ahmaud Arbery, was murdered by three racist white men for jogging while black in, quote, their neighborhood. And let me tell you, the Arbery family got together, and they were able to bring these three white vigilantes to justice. We were just there last week with the appeal in this hearing, and we were in Atlanta, Georgia, at the federal court. And let me tell you, you know, the federal judges, Diane, I'll let you tell the story, Diane. How do you think the federal appeals hearing went in the federal court system in this case?
I really have a lot of faith in those three judges that heard the arguments. And one thing that really stood out to me was when the judge asked one of the lawyers that didn't the jury find them guilty and vomited, and that was really touching to me because it made me feel like she was saying, in my opinion, that why would you want to bring that here when y'all keep saying that was a private road? And it's not. It's owned by the county. And a lot of people don't understand when things is broken and can't be mended back, they do not know what they do to families. Mm-hmm. And I really think that this is going to turn out for the best because Ahmaud was murdered. He was lynched. when they said he was trapped like a rat, that's a modern.
There you go.
That's a modern day lynching.
Yes, it was all day.
I feel like this is going to turn out great for us and the world, because this has went nationwide. And this is why I spoke and said that when people are guilty, those people that step in to try to buy lawyers to try to get these people off, that is wrong in God's eyesight. Because if you didn't do nothing wrong, why would you be in court trying to apologize to the family? You know, you got to look at all that stuff there. And we as people, we got to start coming together. If we don't come together and fight this thing, that go for all races.
Right. This is a thing. And you know, Diane, you were right on point. And I think I heard the voice of a friend, one of my new brothers, on the line, too. Marcus, is that you? Are you here?
Dad, you know I'm with y'all all day long. I don't know why you didn't think I wasn't here. You know I'm going to be right with y'all, because I know what y'all fighting for. And I'm like I told y'all, and y'all told us, we in this fight together. And what I told you, we ain't together.
Amen, amen. And for the listeners that are wondering what we're talking about, this is Marcus Arbery, the father of Ahmaud Arbery, who has been in this fight every day. He and Diane and his other brothers and sisters have every day been in the middle of this fight of justice for Ahmaud. And Marcus, I want to ask you, you know, when we went into the press conference following the hearing, you had said that this fight for Ahmaud was the fight for every black child that was in America, that would give them the freedom to run and to do as they please. What did you mean by that, Marcus?
Oh, Darryl, what I mean by that, Darryl, that all children need to be free to run and enjoy what they like doing to keep their body and mind right by running. That's something that keep your body and mind right when you run. Ain't no child should be feared to run because the color of their skin. You should not be in no fear of that. It's a free country, and you should feel free to run anywhere in this world you want to run it, than to worry about some racial white man, boy, and son running behind you with a 12-gauge shotgun, .357 Magnum, and a truck trying to run you over just because you own race and hate. You should not. No kid should not have to go through nothing like that and fear that. That's why I'm not only fighting for Ahmaud right now. I'm fighting for all children so that they can be safe. If you go and run around this world anywhere they want to run around, instead of worrying about getting killed or shot at or losing their life because they're the wrong color and all that stuff. That's why it's all our problem. That's why all of us got to get involved with that and make people that do this kind of stuff be accountable for it.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And you know, Marcus, I've got to ask you. You know, we went through the state trial, and we got a conviction there on the murder charge. And then we turned around and went through the federal trial and had a jury trial there where there was a conviction for the hate crime that was done against Ahmaud. Now we turn around and we have this series of appeals. We just went through this federal appeal, and then on June the 5th, we're going to be going to a motion for a new trial back in Brunswick that's been filed by these three white racist people. Do you feel as though this is like delaying any of your progress to bringing this to a closure, that these continued appeals? I mean, every time we end up going to the courthouse and relitigating these issues, does it bring it back to your forefront?
Yes, it does, Darryl. It just like they killed Ahmaud all over again. You done killed him one time. Killed him because he a black man one time. How many times you going to keep killing them? You know, these people got found guilty in the state and the fed. The evidence was too strong. And everybody, the whole world know the evidence was too strong. Even our family know it. That's why we urge them to give them a trial to let the world to see all this evidence and how hateful and racist these people are. That's why they didn't want to have no trial, because they had all this dirt and ugliness they done that they didn't want the world to see. And ain't no telling how long they've been doing it. You know, how long they've been doing it? Who else they done like that? And Jackie Johnson covered up for them. Because when you got the law on your side and they corrupt, they can cover up for you. They can cover a lot of dirt up for you. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a God. God done spoiled this and showed the world how much hate those folks was, and it's a lot more. But guess what? We got to keep fighting. And when they get caught up in it, we got to keep them accountable for it. And our elected officials that don't want to do their job, that's why it's important to get out and vote so we can get the people in the office to do the right thing. They don't want to do the right thing. We got to vote and vote them out of there.
And you're absolutely right on that, Marcus. And, you know, as you continue to push forward, you and the family, our very family, continue to push forward, I know that you want to issue the call for anybody who's around Brunswick, Georgia on June the 5th to come on down to Brunswick, Georgia for the motion for a new trial that's going to be argued at the Superior Court there in Brunswick, Georgia. I know you want folks to come out. How does it make you feel, Marcus, when you see all these people coming out to stand and support with you, to pray with you, to be with you, to let you know that you're in their thoughts, that you're in their minds, and they care about the family, and they care that about the life that Ahmaud Arbery lived? How does that make you feel when you see those people coming out, Marcus?
Yeah, it make you feel so good. It make you see that people got hearts. And people see that was a young man. Wasn't bothered with nobody. Just died because of skin color. Because he just was a black man. Mm-hmm. It feel good to see white people got hard. Oh, don't get me wrong now. Oh, don't mean bad. But I tell you one thing. It feel good for them to step up and realize what those men did to Mark was wrong. And they stepped up. They stepped up and rallied with us and prayed for us because they want those three men to be counted for what they done. And they don't want this world going backwards. Those three men would have got away with something like that. There, what would have happened to this world? That's mean we'd have went way back to 1700 again. This world got to go forward. We can't go backwards. That's why they got to stay where they're at and be counted for it. You know? Hey, we can't go backwards. Because if we go backwards, this world finished.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, folks, you know, again, if you are in Georgia, anywhere near Georgia, and you can get to Brunswick on June the 5th, 2024 for this hearing. The family of Ahmaud Arbery, the Transformative Justice Coalition family, all of us encourage you to come to Brunswick, Georgia to be with us on June the 5th, 2024 for this motion for a new trial hearing that's going to be held at the Superior Court in Brunswick, Georgia. But not only that, you know, I know that both Diane Jackson, Arbery Jackson, as well as Marcus Arbery, want to be certain that y'all come on down, because we need to be certain that this prosecutor, Jackie Johnson, who's been charged but not yet gone to court, that we be certain that she be brought to justice, because that's what we mean when we say 100% justice for Ahmaud. It means everybody that had a hand that played any role that ended with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, we want them to be brought to justice. And Jackie Johnson is the last stop, the last run that we need to be certain we bring in so that 110% justice can be brought for Ahmaud Arbery. Marcus,
amen,
Diane, thank you all so much for being with us today. Marcus, do you have a closing word before we go to our next segment?
Tara, I just want to tell you and Ms. Barber, thank y'all very much, because y'all fighting for what's happening and what's going on for real in this world, and y'all ain't scared to say what's going on for real. A lot of people, they are scared to say what's really going on. But y'all bring it to it. Y'all let the world know what's going on, and y'all fight for what's right. And I just want to tell y'all thank you for supporting the Arbery family 100% like y'all been doing. And the whole world, tell you the truth. Not just the Arbery family, because y'all are working trying to help everybody and trying to make this world a better place. And in order for us to do that, we got to fight with y'all. And the people that doing all this wrong and breaking these laws, we got to make sure they be accountable for it. So God bless y'all, and y'all keep doing y'all work, because I'm going to fight with y'all.
Thank you so much, Marcus. And you know we'll be fighting right beside you. You know, folks, you know, I made reference earlier to Tulsa Massacre, and I talked about the Emmett Till moment. That Emmett Till moment makes reference to this. The Emmett Till moment in Tulsa, and Emmett Till, Mamie Till, Emmett's mother, when they shipped the body back from Money, Mississippi, from where he was murdered and put under water, she wanted the casket to be open because she wanted the world to see what these white racist people had done to her baby, Emmett Till. She wanted them to see it. So she didn't want them to just imagine it. She wanted them to see it, for it to be burned into their minds, what they experienced. The Arbery family did their Emmett Till moment. When the federal prosecutors offered the plea, they said, no, we want this casket open. We want the country to see what has happened to our baby.